Families in El Salvador are getting closer to the truth about their country's civil war, thanks to a team of University of Washington researchers. For years, the research team pressed the CIA to release secret documents that reveal the U.S. government's involvement in that conflict, a conflict that left more than 75,000 people dead, thousands more missing, and lingering questions about human rights abuses. Angelina Godoy directs the Center for Human Rights at the University of Washington. Following a lawsuit, the CIA has turned over hundreds of documents to the center. Godoy recently traveled to El Salvador to share the news.
The most powerful thing ever is, of course, to share them with survivors of atrocities, in particular people who have lost loved ones to forced disappearance, because those people are still looking for their loved ones, and they're still looking for any piece of information that might contain a clue to where they are or where their bones may be buried. And the thirst and hunger that they have for that information is something it's impossible to convey in words, and it's impossible to describe. But some of the most powerful moments I've ever had in my career are sitting across the table from people who lost loved ones and saying, well, you know, this document doesn't say X marks the spot where your father's buried. It doesn't have all the answers, but it might have some information that you didn't have before. And time after time in those kinds of situations, people have told me, you have no idea what this means to me. And that's what gives me the energy to keep on searching.
Angelina, take us back to El Salvador in the 1980s. The country then was in the midst of a brutal civil war. How was the U.S. government involved?
Bottom line is that the United States supported very heavily the Salvadoran government with both dollars, but also training and equipment. And the United States had boots on the ground, too, in El Salvador. So it's because of that that we have access to this information, because the United States government did retain records about operations in El Salvador and received a great deal of communications from its Salvadoran partners throughout the war.
And that war happened decades ago. Why is it important now to have these secret documents?
Well, it's essential to have them because, sadly, although the war ended in 1992, there still has not been one person, not one, held accountable in a court of law for giving the orders that led to the commission of crimes against humanity, even though there were many crimes against humanity that were committed during that war. And so there still are people in El Salvador not only waiting for justice in a formal court of law, but also waiting for the chance to heal those wounds, the chance to know where their loved one is buried, the chance to perhaps recover their remains and bury them again in accordance with their religious traditions. So this isn't about opening wounds or digging up the past. It's about helping people heal from things that happened decades ago, but that have never been laid to rest.
Can you give us an example of a specific event that happened that you're hoping these documents can shed some light on?
One particular incident that these documents, which we obtained from the CIA in the context of this lawsuit, shed light on is a particular military operation that happened in August 1982. In the context of that operation, multiple massacres happened and multiple children were forcibly disappeared. That means they were literally ripped, in some cases, from their mother's arms. And some of those children, remarkably, have been found, having given
alive.
Adoption to other families. Yes, been given an adoption to other families, either within El Salvador or abroad. And in that particular military operation, some children have been found alive. And there's hope that if we could uncover the truth of what happened in detail, perhaps other children could be found and other families could have answers.
You know, this may sound like the most simplistic question ever, but why is it important for your work to be done?
I think it's important because the kinds of things that we're looking at in El Salvador, the kinds of crimes, are really the worst things that mankind can do to one another, right? I lack the words to convey fairly or adequately the depth of suffering that people have shared with our research team. These are the worst of humanity. It's the worst kinds of things. And yet, sadly, these kinds of things continue to happen around the world in many contexts and many places. And if we always just sort of turn the page and say, well, that was a long time ago, and now we're focused somewhere else, and we don't really learn lessons, not only are we doing a grievous wrong to those victims who are still searching for their family members, but we're also doing a grievous wrong to mankind by continuing to repeat the same errors. So I think we have to learn our lessons from history, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Angelina Godoy directs the Center for Human Rights at the University of Washington. Professor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.